Thank you so much, PBS Radio, for having us broadcast worldwide live over the internet. We greatly appreciate it that this is possible, that you're doing this for us. Of course, a big thanks to Wynn and Terry for making this all possible, particularly Wynn, his input, but also, yeah, Terry's, of course. Many healing blessings to her. This is Gijs Minderhout calling in from Magalia. Sorry, I moved. Paradise, California. And this is the Wednesday call, where if you have questions, they may be answered by Terry tonight. So we have several people that called in on the conference call, as this is a simulcast as usual. And May is here. Welcome, May. And we have more people who joined in here just lately. Thank you for being here. If you want to, please say a name and location. And the next caller, welcome. Please say your name and location.
Dharmananda, Boulder Creek, California.
Hello, Dharmananda. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And there are more people who joined in earlier. We welcome you. And if you want to, feel free to say your name and location. But, of course, you can stay in the background. That is totally fine. We are 2 minutes away from the hour. And I noticed the announcement email came in. This is regarding tonight's call. Questions at intelligent-infinity.com. That's the email address where you can submit your questions. And as every day, Wynn is performing a Whole Planet Healing call. You can find the phone number at wholeplanethealing.com. Good evening to the next caller that just got on board. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Yes, hi. This is Pat from Sacramento.
Welcome to the call, Pat.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. All right. So I can give you the phone number for the Whole Planet call. It is every day at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Let me first welcome the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name or location.
Hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights, California.
Welcome, Jeannie. Welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Heis?
Doing great, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for being here. And I'm going to announce the phone number for the Whole Planet Healing call, 712-770-4340. And the PIN is 250-513-pound. And I welcome to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name or location. If you want to, we welcome you. All right. And somebody else joined in. Good evening to you. Welcome. Please say your name or location. We are at the clock of six. I hope that we'll be here shortly. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name or location.
Hi, Michelle.
Welcome to the call, Michelle.
Thank you.
All right. Somebody else joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, Heis. It's Cleo from Connecticut.
Good evening to you, Cleo. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
All right. This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Good evening to you, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
I believe this is Chris.
You believe so right, my man. So nice.
Welcome to the call, Chris. Good to have you. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Julian in Santa Rosa, California.
Welcome to the call, Yana.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Sure. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Chris, I liked your joke on the Sunday early call. The exalted names.
Oh.
I don't know if anybody else heard it, but I thought it was...
Oh, well, no, yeah, somebody, you know, called me that once, you know, just a joke.
Yep.
Just,
yep. Made me laugh.
I like the one from the Irish seven course
meal.
Dinner, famous dinner.
Well, I don't remember that one.
What does it contain of? The seven course famous Irish dinner, the six pack and a potato.
Yeah, that's funny.
I think a lot of nations have adopted that diet.
And welcome to the next floor. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Jane. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
All right.
BBS already?
Yes, we are live on the internet through BBS.
Oh.
Let's see. May, are you here?
I am here.
Will you please stand by as I give Wynn a call to see if he is awake or sleeping or whatever?
I can do that.
All right. Please welcome those who join in. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Welcome. Who just came in?
Hi, this is Terry from Dallas.
Hi, Terry from Dallas. This is May.
Hello, May.
Hi. Heis is calling Wynn to see if everybody's on schedule. Welcome to the next person that came in. Who's this?
Oh, who's that?
Oh, who's that? I can't remember who said this is no or something. Who's this?
You'd think Heis would have Wynn on speed dial by this time. Is that do I hear Heis in there?
I was calling you, and then you.
Is Terry here?
Negative. No.
Why aren't you calling Terry?
Well, she's here anyway, you know. But I.
Everybody's here anyway.
We can't hear your voice, so that's why I'm calling you.
All right.
Wynn, it's your job to call Terry.
Hang on. Be here now. I don't have a job.
That's
if I said I had a job, I'd quit, you know?
It's your responsibility.
All right, hang on. Terry? Come on, everybody's mad at you.
No.
Hey, I want you guys to know that Terry is looking up. And
is she giving her human body nutrition?
Are you kidding, man? You understand that all I'm thinking about is feeding her.
But is she eating?
She's eating, more or less, you know? It's like, it's kind of critical. It's kind of critical what she eats, okay?
Yes.
And, I'm finally starting to get, very roughly, an idea of what this is all about, okay?
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Hello. Hi, Terry.
The ground bunker.
Hi, Haley.
Some apricot kernels. Get some of that Laetrile, right?
Yeah, right.
Hey, Wynn, guess who's here from Memphis?
Chris. the exalted one.
Oh, well, thank you.
Chris is always here.
Chris is always here. Everybody's always here. Have you gotten that? Whether you don't show up or you don't show up, you're always here. And I'm going to read a very interesting old session on Whole Planet Healing tonight, so don't miss it. Not that any of you do, but in case you were thinking about it.
Last night was good as well.
Last night was good, right.
Now, you know what? Joni, she has done at least one transcript. But it would be awesome to have those transcribed.
Well, last night was transcribed.
Was it? Okay.
I was reading it, right? What was I reading?
True. But it's going to be published. I mean, those pieces as Whole Planet Healing.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm formulating, changing, doing a whole redo of Intelligent Infinity. Because I think everything I have up there is a waste. Okay? Uh-oh. I mean, it's not a waste because it all leads to good stuff.
It's a huge warehouse with tremendous information, but it's just one big mess. How it's all put together.
Yeah, no, it needs to be just put together in a way that's user friendly. Even the Spirit Channel is, I mean, it's okay, but you know, you can't find things in it. You have to, you know. Chris.
Yes.
Will you stop grunting and groaning on the phone?
Oh, I'm sorry, my friend. That was not me at this time.
No, that wasn't him.
Was that you? Was that you, Terry?
No, it wasn't.
Well, how do you know it wasn't him?
Hunter.
How do you know it wasn't him?
Because I recognize the voice.
You recognize the grunt?
Yeah.
My grunts are very high vibe, though, so.
Yeah, why don't you just make a record of your grunts and groans and call it high vibe grunts?
Oh, that's a good idea, man.
Mm-hmm. Listen to it like a meditation.
Right.
My guided grunt meditations by Chris Blair.
Grunt your way to enlightenment.
And you can put it out for sale, you know, and put it on iTunes. And you can retire.
Well, yeah.
It's the new arm.
He just started his job Monday. Now you want him to retire already?
Yeah, I love it. It's awesome. I'm on the river, man. There's a lot of good energy on the Mississippi River and people interacting
and
with
the by the way, Don, you know, Don is a really sensitive painter. Okay? He sent Terry. Oh, Chris. Come on, man. It wasn't appropriate then, okay?
Everybody's a critic.
If I did that one, that one was totally not conscious.
Well, what else
I'm feeling grunts, I guess, the same.
Mm-hmm. Terry and I do everything and we're not conscious. So, that's a good sign. So, as I was saying, Don, have you been? You must be painting for a long time, right?
Yeah, I've been painting a long time, on and off.
Yeah, but do you ever show your paintings? You're probably too shy, right?
Yeah, no, I've gotten in some galleries and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
You see that? You know, Edna is a painter. Did you know that?
I don't know. I think didn't Terry paint?
Terry was a really good painter. You know, she was the assistant to some famous painter. Did she tell you the story?
No. Sounds like a good one.
I studied. You're not recording yet.
In the past, I studied under Rembrandt.
Oh. Wow, this is really impressive. I love it.
That's Edna, right?
Yeah, it's me.
All right, Edna, we don't know who you studied under yet. Okay.
Well, I study art before. I study art when I lived in Germany, that's why. very impressive.
I have a theory that those art schools were all started to suppress creativity of artists.
Yeah.
And they had all to go to school and learn that.
I painted the Eye of Horus one time for a girl I was going out with, so I told her I could see her all the time.
Thank you, Chris.
Good to know.
Chris, did I ever tell you the Grateful Dead were a black op? Go look it up.
Oh, I knew all that. I was never a big Grateful Dead fan anyway.
Mm-hmm. And so was Jim Morrison.
Oh, yeah, well.
Owlsley, yeah. The guy, the LSD guy, Owlsley.
Hello, what?
Owlsley. The LSD guy.
He actually did all the sound. He created a lot of sound. He did the Grateful Dead sound. He created some new, like, innovations in sound and speakers and stuff.
Yep. All right. Moving on. Terry was a student of Rembrandt's, and she bootlegged his name and put it on some paintings under, with his permission. Okay.
Oh.
And then she saw one of her paintings at the museum. Isn't that right, Terry? Do I have the story right?
Well, I didn't have his permission. I got really mad because I had a whole bunch of paintings for sale, and they said the salesman came and said he would give me so much money for them. And then he said, well, they're Rembrandt's, aren't they? And I said, no, they're mine. He says, well, I can't give you very much money for them then. And I got really mad, and I told him he couldn't buy them, and I wrote Rembrandt's name on all of them. And then I got really guilty, and I destroyed most of them.
Has the statute of limitations expired on that yet?
No, but you didn't get sued, right?
No.
I didn't get sued, but I walked into the art museum in Los Angeles to the Rembrandt section, and I looked around the room, and I saw clear across the room a painting, and I thought, I painted that, and it doesn't have, it's got Rembrandt's name on it, and I painted it. And so I went over and I looked at it, and the caption said that although the signature on it said Rembrandt, it wasn't painted by Rembrandt.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, you should have gone up and said it was you.
Should have gotten to give you the painting back.
Yeah,
and you could sell it and be rich.
Right.
Should we have been recording all this, Hayes?
No.
We can start recording now.
Hayes is going to sleep.
When could I ask a question? This is Pat in Sacramento, and this goes back to a comment you made just a few minutes ago. You said that the Grateful Dead was black ops.
Yeah.
And what does that mean?
See, this is why we're not recording. I don't want to put this on tape. If you go look this up, I'm not going to go into detail. I'll just tell you what to look up, okay?
Yeah.
Anybody wants
to
look it up? A huge amount of things that have happened over the past, let me say, since 1960, okay? Maybe from before that, maybe even long before that. But let's just say what's documented. There is this idea. It's called social engineering. And another word for it is trend control. And there are huge, Chris, stop sleeping.
Once again, my man, that was not me.
That was All right. And so, don't ask me a lot of questions about this. It's all on the internet, and I verified that it's true. there were these huge consulting, they come under the guise of consulting agencies, but look at their clients, okay, and you find all kinds of, you know, negative elite groups in their clients. And what they did was they were creating, there was an agenda taking place, and it's still taking place. In fact, it's worse now than it was then. The news is controlled. The movies are controlled. Everything is designed. Well, let me not say everything, but a huge amount of things that are put out to the public, the news, the media, the newspapers, the magazines, movies, are designed to have a certain outcome, to program people in a certain way. And the desire, there's been an ongoing agenda for what they call a one-world government, okay? And it's been going on for a very, very long time. And part of bringing that about was creating a breakdown of the family unit. And drugs were introduced as a mechanism to break down the family unit. And
breaking up.
Pardon me? I'm breaking up?
Yeah.
Well, the best part of breaking up is when you're making up. That's just, what am I going to do? If I talk about this stuff, they'll probably try to screw it up, okay? I mean, this is controversial stuff, but it's out there big time if you look for it, okay? So the Grateful Dead, Laurel Canyon, musicians, everything was a mind control. Even Walt Disney. Look up, go on YouTube and look up Walt Disney sex, and you'll find all of these movies, which were we all thought were very innocent, and they're filled with hidden sexual imagery, okay?
Oh, yeah. They're used in MKUltra, a lot of programming, MKUltra programming.
Even pedophilia imagery, okay? And then if you look today, you look at some of the big stars in rock who have gotten extremely decadent, were musketeers, okay? What a great way to program young people, to get them hooked into these angelic young women and then turn them into decadent rock stars, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Miley Cyrus, like Justin Bieber, like Christina
Britney Spears, Ashton. Justin Timberlake, they're all in them.
Britney Spears, right. Maybe not Justin Bieber, maybe Justin Timberlake. But if you want to look up, I'm going to spell a word out. I'm not going to say it, okay? Because I don't want to trigger anything. You get one chance to write it down, and don't ask me in an email what was the word, because I'm not going to put it in an email, okay?
Yes.
So everybody got their pencils out?
Yes.
I mean, if you want to look it up. Who the heck
could
is
this? Could this stop?
Would you do it again so I can mute you? Wait a second. Okay. Look up. Here's the word. Here we go. T is in Tom. A is in Alan. V is in Victor. I is in Israel. S is in Sam. T is in Tom. O is in Oprah. C is in Charlie. And K is in Kansas. That's the word. Now do a search on that word and add to that these words. Separate searches.
hippies, New Age, women's lib. See, women's lib breaking up the family unit, right?
Yeah.
Not that there's not, see, there's not that there's not some justification to it. Not that there's not inequities. There has been inequities. But nonetheless, people who would identify themselves as feminists, by and large, have lost the ability to be feminine or receptive because they think it's weak. So they want to dominate the man, okay, and or avoid men, and they lose their vulnerability. The Kinsey Report, okay? Aldous Huxley, who wrote the book, what did he write? Now, I see if Chris was unmuted, he would tell me. He wrote
Doors of Perception. Doors of Perception.
Doors of Perception. And he was also a science fiction.
Brave New World.
Brave New World, right. And I think even George Orwell, 1984. And let me see what else. Look up that name that I spelled out in Beatles. And there's indications, I hate to say this because I love the Beatles, there were indications that they wanted to pick a very charismatic young band, turn them into superstars, bring them on Ed Sullivan, and then bring in drug lyrics. The goal was to get the whole world on drugs, which they have done a pretty good job of doing, okay?
Yeah.
And so the first time I discovered this, I went into shock. I really did, because I come from all those things. I was a hippie. I was in Berkeley. I used to go to Haight-Ashbury, to all the love-ins. And I identified with the idea of New Age. And, you know, all the people saying the world is changing, we're going into this beautiful new world. And it was a psyop. And part of it was, I believe, you know, you've heard about all the wanderers and starseeds in this realm, okay?
Yeah.
So New Age, I believe, was designed to co-opt all those people into the New Age thing so they could not access, in the highest sense, their ability to be an aspect of all that is, and keep them in a certain kind of dogma, like New Age, like it's all happening, it's all meant to be. Whatever's meant to be is going to happen. And never is it said that you're creating what's meant to be. It's as if it's out of your hands, out of our hands. And I know that's not true. I know it's in our hands. And if we don't do it, it won't happen. That's the scary part, okay? That's the responsibility of all this. Okay, now I'm going to start off here.
This conference is being recorded.
Let me mute everybody. And
all callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
This is March 29th, 2017. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And we have questions tonight. Let me just see if there's any last-minute questions that came in. Wow. Oh, here's one. Here's one from Rich Buckley. Rich, you always ask such terrible questions, okay? But we'll see here, okay? We'll see if they want to answer it. You know, one of the that people ask sometimes is they want our sources to validate other sources. And is this person a true teacher? Is this person a real guru? Can I trust this? And they don't generally like to do that because they may do it sometimes, but they don't like to do it generally. They avoid it generally because they would say, where's your discernment? You have to learn to evaluate these things for yourself. And, you know, we have, those of you on these calls that are getting the energy of the call, have a criteria for evaluating things because there's a frequency with the Ra group and there's a frequency with the Elohim group. And it's you learn to feel that frequency and then you can compare other things with that frequency and see if it matches. Because it is possible either of those groups might show up as another name. They may choose to identify themselves as another name. And also, it's possible there's very high beings in the lower realms or lower than them. They're higher in relationship to us, but lower in terms of Ra and Elohim, that have phenomenal wisdom to share. And there's nothing wrong with learning anything from anyone, and it doesn't matter if they're Ra and Elohim. The thing about it is to be watchful for, oftentimes when things come from compromised sources, there's hooks. And when you start listening to them, you get hooked. And it's hard to distinguish when you're hooked whether it is a high source. The other thing is, because you are connecting with high sources on these calls, you can carry your connection over to something else. And if you do, you still may get the wrong information, but you won't. There's not such a predisposition to get hooked because you're holding the space and you're not losing that space. So on that note, let's start. Terry, you're not ready, are you? Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I had to unmute. Okay.
Yeah. Now, you know, everybody's wondering, how is Terry doing? You want to give a report before we start? You can say no.
I feel like I'm doing better. I felt today like almost normal, which was great, you know? So anyway, hope and pray that, it'll keep up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I truly expect miracles, but I'm not acting like we're going to have a miracle. I've been studying all this stuff. By the time we're finished, I'm going to be an expert on this condition. And I'm going to know all the different things that fix it. The one thing I have learned, and I'll just share this in case anybody has to face this circumstance. The medical solution for this problem, or I should say solutions, either chemo or radiation, they do work because they kill the cells, the cancer cells, but they destroy your immune system in the process. And from what I've learned is everybody has cancer. Everybody has cancer cells. But in most cases, we don't get cancer because our immune system protects us. Once your immune system is destroyed, you have no protection. That's why if you do something like chemo or radiation, you need to do something alternative to build your immune system so it doesn't get destroyed. Because statistically, what happens is people get healed and their life gets extended, but it's limited because eventually the C word wins, okay? And it's because the immune system has gotten disabled. Another thing is, don't eat sugar. No sugar. Because cancer cells feed on sugar. And one person said they did their own little independent study. And let me see if I remember the statistics.
That's only a refined sugar?
No sugar. No fruit juice. Nothing. Okay? And the cancer cells eat sugar, okay? And she did a study of people. She was doing, it's a woman that has a clinic in Arizona, and she did a study of people that went through her clinic. And the amount of people that survived long-term didn't eat sugar. And the people that ate sugar, a huge percentage of them didn't survive. They might have been healed for a while, but they didn't survive long term, okay? And I'll probably talk more about this. I was even thinking, this woman is so sharp, I might have her on as a guest on a Monday. I haven't met her, talked to her, but I like her. You can look her up on YouTube. Her name is Colleen. What's your last name, Jerry?
Huber.
Huber, right. Same as Debbie Huber. Colleen Huber. If you look her up, you'll find some YouTubes. Colleen, she has a clinic. And what these people do in clinics is they put people on IVs for all these things that are good for the problem. And they're having success with it. Like they put them on baking soda. Believe it or not, baking soda is a huge cure for cancer because it turns your system alkaline. But you have to be careful because if you get too alkaline, that's dangerous. Another one is turmeric. It's one of the things that's in turmeric. I think it's called curcumin or something that has effects with cancer. And another one is vitamin C, large doses, but not, you have to do it IV because you can't take enough of it. And you know what, Terry, I better start asking questions, all right? So let's start. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us when we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. This is Ra'an. And we greet you in the love light of one infinite creator. Each of you are a part of God, and each of you is very, very important in the part that you play. If we ever bring through something that does not resonate with you, then disregard it as it is not meant for you at this time. Do you have questions?
Yeah. First question is from Jim Blayhut. My niece Philomena continues to battle brain cancer. She is facing an inoperable condition of a tumor in her brain stem. Cutting-edge medical treatments have been targeting the body's own immune system, to identify and attack the cancer. The consequence of successfully accomplishing this is the naturally occurring inflammation that results. Unfortunately, in a closed system, such as the brain stem, the inflammation can cause pressure on sensitive nerve tissue and shut down vital organs. In short, success can prove fatal. Further, to make matters even more challenging, the best means of controlling inflammation is with steroids. These steroids accomplish this effect by curtailing the immune response, thus counteracting the efforts of the immunotherapy treatment. It's very frustrating. Now, I didn't read Jim's question before I gave my little talk before, okay? I have had some very powerful visions that I believe relate to this issue. It seems to deal with how to help the body absorb or otherwise get rid of excess matter resulting from the immune response in the brain. I envisioned a cloudy fluid. Eventually, it becomes too contaminated to accommodate traditional healing, even if the capacity to do so exists. I also have had the word ibuprofen slam into my mind. I have come to believe what is being referenced is not necessary that exact molecular compound itself, but rather something to do with the mechanism of action it has. What am I understand from these visions? What can be done to help the body cope with and reduce the negative effects of inflammation, especially in the case of the difficulties faced due to blood-brain barrier, without shutting down the immune response causing the inflammation? And let me just make a disclaimer. We are not giving medical advice. This is purely for entertainment. Whatever they say, if they decide to say anything, run it by your doctor. Don't do anything because our sources say so. Okay? And on that note, let me turn it over to them.
Thank you. We recommend that you are looking at a lot of data that is not complete, in that keep searching for data that will shed light upon the issues that you have mentioned. It is a circle where you make an advance with one thing and then it has an effect in another area. Keep searching for data that can shed light on what has been done in the past for others in similar circumstances that have worked.
Is any of the stuff that I'm coming up with worth sharing with Jim?
That Art is coming up with?
That I am coming up with, me.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Plus there are other things out there that could be addressed, other advances but have not made it into the general knowledge yet that could shed light on it. And when you see what will shed light on it, it will make sense. And it will make sense to the parents. So we suggest to keep searching for the answers to the question, but in the real time world of application where people have addressed those issues and succeeded.
Thank you. Next question from Don Herman. When falling asleep, I usually try to connect with higher sources and then program in for some type of guidance. Any tips to enhance this process? Any suggestions as to what to program in for? Thank you. Don. Don, I got to tell you, if you read my Creator God book, you will recall that I asked Daphne in a channeling, I said, I know I exist in other dimensions. How do I connect with those dimensions? And they told me to write down my dreams. And that night, I put a pad by my bed, and I would wake up, and I want to tell you how it felt. It felt like I was daydreaming. It felt like I was thinking, but I was not thinking. It wasn't me thinking. It was, I won't say a voice in my head, it was me. But it was, I guess, a higher aspect of me, actually, or it might have been the Ra. They said it was part of the Ra group when I asked about it. But I would get these little sentence fragments, and I would write them down. And in the morning, I would read them, and I said, oh, my God, I had no idea, because I was thought I was writing dreams down, and I got verbal, intelligent messages that sometimes I've shared some of them. And you might try that, or they may suggest you try that. But you have, it's hard to catch it, because it's like you're half asleep. And it's like a daydream. And, you know, I would have to force myself to get up to write it down. And then you have to not look at it and evaluate it at that moment you write it down. You have to wait till the morning, because otherwise you'll break the flow. And so with that, let me turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. When you ask for specifics, then it can be given to you. It can be directed to you in your dreams. And there are a number of areas where, when you ask, it can be isolated out. For instance, inner working. Does it concern the inner workings of your mind, of your body, of your life? Does it concern the knowledge that you are seeking? For instance, in one's dreams, they can connect with other groups that can supply missing information if you are working on a puzzle that has missing information. And they can connect with you in your dreams and bring the missing information to you. There can be premonitions. And if there is a premonition in your dreams, then it may, by waiting, come true, and then you know it was a premonition. if you were asking for information on a subject, it can, in your dreams, spirit can connect you with the Akashic records in that area that can bring information to you directly from the Akashic records and answer your questions. So be aware and laser your question and then be alert for the answer.
Thank you. I have a question. In my discussion of my own dream messages, I described how it felt, and I understood that it was part of the Ra group, connected to the Ra group that was communicating with me. And if one was an Elohim starseed in this realm, would they receive information in a similar manner, or would it be different?
So, as we have mentioned before, are hooked up between the two groups, and so there can be cross data, and it can, by your direct questioning and waiting for an answer, bring it in from whichever group or whatever part of the universe, the Akashic Record, for instance, where it has your answer.
Thank you. And next question here is from... Okay, let me ask this question. This is from a gentleman in India. Two brothers would have asked questions before, and the question was signed Mombasa Clinic, India. He didn't put his name, but it was the kind of question. And let me share with the person that asked the question that when you're asking our sources to take the inventory of another source for a guru, there's a good chance they won't do it, okay? Because it's like, well, who's going to take it? It's taking... A source should prove itself by its fruits, by its effects. And when a source has positive effects on people, and they are growing, and they are learning, then it doesn't matter their spiritual status. Because you should evaluate somebody's spiritual status by how you react to them. And in India, there is this idea of gurus and putting people above you and creating a hierarchy. And in a certain sense, that is a lesser way of learning things because you tend to give up your power to that person. And it doesn't mean you can't learn things from that person. And let them take their take on the question. Then I'm going to add one tag-along question. Go ahead, sources.
Thank you. The answer is within the groups. And there is certain information to be gleaned or learned from the group one is in. It is a succinct answer, and it may be something shared from the group you are in and the group that is senior to your group. So when you look for the answer for a question. See if the answer is within your particular group, within your particular writings available to your group, something that may be even short, but contain the glimmer of the answer that you are looking for. It is not like a certain group has all the answers, for they do not, but there is much data, much wisdom within the group that you are in and within the group that is above your group, and it may be one particular sentence, one particular take on it in your language that can open up like a flower and shed light on other things, and it pertains to your particular group and knowledge within that group and knowledge that is brought from the teachers to your group. The answer may be found in one particular sentence in the writings, and upon thinking about the meanings, you may get your answer.
Thank you. Now, I wanted to point out to you all, if you notice, that answer, for me, and maybe for you, was hard to understand. But they were talking to another culture, and I got that, another way of thinking and looking at spirituality. And I think, I might be wrong, if I get an email confirming this from the gentleman in India that asked it, that he probably understood it completely. I might be wrong, but I'll say so. But it was a whole different angle of communication that I was picking up. And if you didn't understand it yourself, then that's probably why. We got three more questions that I didn't get to because I was talking so much in the beginning. Janine in Salt Lake City. And Janine, you should ask that. I'm sorry I didn't get to it. Ask it again. And Edna, I always put you off because we've asked so many questions from you. And the same for Rich Buckley. And Rich, your question wasn't actually not that bad. I was using you as an example.
We like Rich Buckley's questions.
Right. I know. They tell me that. They like your questions. So, in any case, it's 6:55, and I'm going to read something really cool on Whole Planet Healing. So, to get on Whole Planet Healing, just go to wholeplanethealing.com, one word, and you'll get the phone number. Or if Hives is here, he will give you the phone number. Hives, are you there?
Yes, pen and paper ready. It is 712-770-4340. PIN is 250-513-pound.
Okay, so we'll see you all over there. Thank you for being here. And I'm going to open up the mics as you're leaving. And I can't help but ask a question. Hang on. Oh, God, I can't even get on.
All callers are unmuted.
Beautiful answers. Thank you so much. Great
question. Did you guys like the answer for the fellow in India? Did you understand it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I was just dumb, right?
No.
Don't make us say that.
It's both.
Hey,
both.
Wynn.
Yeah.
Hey, Wynn. Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking about this a little bit, I think, Monday when you were here, but on Coast to Coast recently, I think last Thursday, there was a guest, or Friday, there was a guest called Christian Wild was on as a researcher, and he was talking about using turmeric and combined with some pharmaceutical and treating various cancers, and so they were getting like a 90% cure rate. It's pretty established, like the NIH or something. So
I emailed him about that already.
Yeah.
Well, I'm aware of turmeric being really good. I did serve Terry turmeric vegetables, and she went, yuck.
Yeah, tastes horrible.
So...
Turmeric needs to be mixed with black pepper in order.
Yeah, black pepper and even like some kind of oil, maybe, because oil makes it help it more bioavailable. Pepper definitely.
I had black pepper in it, but we're waiting for some tests because she's going to get some IVs, and if the tests indicate turmeric, you know, thanks to all
your conference recording has stopped.